Backstage at Hangout 2015. Hi, it's Pablo. Hope you're having a great day. If you're headed down, you've got a great day in store. Ignore those weather forecasts. It's great out here on the beach. Nice breeze blowing through. We're having a good time. And we're joined here backstage for Hangout Radio by our friends. Just got done on the main stage, Trampled by Turtles. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Ryan and Eric. Eric's the one you heard loudly. Ryan actually is just going to kind of do some picking and grinning while we chat. So, and our pal Matt.
What's up, everybody?
Huge Trampled by Turtles fan and actually assisting us with Hangout Radio this year. Why don't you slide over and you and Ryan can kind of share that mic so we can hear him as well as hear what he's picking. Yeah, that way. Yeah, get close.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all hot and sweaty. Just go with it. But want to welcome you guys. And this is your first time playing Hangout Music Fest. What do you think of the festival so far?
It's kind of unbelievable. There's a whole festival built on the beach.
Now, you guys are from Minnesota, so yeah. This is kind of an odd thing for you.
Well, it's a 50-degree jump from home. But, up in Duluth, we have white sand beaches. We've got a big body of water, but the warmest it ever gets is 68 degrees or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I was in the Gulf earlier today, and it's beautiful, like way nicer than back home.
Absolutely. Well, we're very glad to have you guys down here. But you're busy. You guys had a huge gig last night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Jerry Garcia tribute.
Well, yeah, what do you want to know?
I mean, how did that come about?
I'd like to say it's a beautiful, synchronistic, hippy-dippy story, but there are people called Our People, and Our People made it happen.
Just said, hey, we want you to jam.
Yeah, it's basically how it worked out. But, while we were hanging out, we found out that Jerry's daughters are fans,
mm-hmm.
which was a really special moment,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool to know.
It's like 1 degree of separation there.
Yeah,
you're
floating around a Garcia home somewhere.
Yeah.
That's cool. But you guys did that. That was where? That was Matt knows
was
this.
You guys were in Maryland last night.
Yeah,
right?
Merriweather Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland.
There you go.
So how does that work for you guys when you are, let me get that mic back. Thank you very much. So when you guys are, there are certain bands out there, whether you love them or hate them, you have to respect them. And the Grateful Dead is one of those bands. So how surreal was that for you guys to be invited on and to do, the Jerry Garcia tribute shows?
Oh, it was really unbelievable. Like, speaking just for myself, I am a Deadhead. I used to trade tapes, and then I used to trade CDs, and yeah, just to be a part of that, and I was out there as much as I could.
Right.
We got done playing our song. And there was enough of a changeover before the next song that I walked out back where I was in the front of the house and watched the next song.
Oh, that's great.
It was just I want to be here. I want to be out front. And then I've been on my feet all day. I took a moment to sit down, and within 10 seconds of sitting down, Bob Weir started playing The Days Between. And I was like, oh, I got to go hear The Days Between. So I went to go watch that.
And this has got to be one of the most amazing feelings to be involved with what a lot of people will consider the greatest, well, the greatest jam band ever, but one of the greatest bands ever.
Yeah, it really is Garcia himself described the Grateful Dead as black licorice, and not everybody likes black licorice, but the people who like black licorice really like black licorice,
Absolutely.
And I don't know how I feel about black licorice, but I really like the Grateful Dead. And that was just an amazing high watermark right there. And then the really kind of the icing on the cake of it, though, is after such an amazing experience yesterday, we went swimming in the ocean today, and we're hanging out on the beach, it's sort of like a 1-2 punch you can't get away from. It's not like we're hanging out in some dingy old club up in the north,
Exactly. You're hanging out with a capital H, sir.
No. Yeah.
Hangout Music Fest.
Hangout 2015.
But sadly, you guys don't get to, you have to fly right back. You're playing up around Baltimore tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Preakness?
At the Preakness, yeah.
How cool is that?
I don't know. Is it cool? I mean, we're playing at it's something.
It's a great venue. You guys will have a lot of fun being from up that way. You'll have a lot of fun at the Preakness, and one of the things I was kind of curious about is when you guys are not constantly on the road grinding, when you get somewhere where you have a few days to hang out in the city, are you guys just bound in the hotel, or do you want to go in and kind of immerse yourself in, whatever city you're in?
I guess it depends on when those times come.
Right.
If you're like 10, 11 days in, then Yeah, then the bed really calls you. But if you're 2-3 days in, absolutely, you kind of want to go check it out. And it's, you know, it really does vary. It sort of depends on how you're feeling on that particular day. I mean, we've all had it where it's like 3 days out, you're like, I cannot wait to get to such and such because when I get there, I'm going to do this. And then in those 3 days, you get a cold.
Yeah.
Or whatever happens. And then, you know, your plan, just like not being on the road, your plans are shot. You know, you got to take care of you. So,
well, let's talk about this. Again, we mentioned you're not going to get to hang out and really soak in the rest of the festival.
Right.
But you were talking about, before we went on the air, you were talking about being home and taking your kids to get ice cream and stuff. How do you balance the work and family stuff? You're out on the road for an extended period, then you're home. What do you guys do, you know, to kind of balance that?
Well, the way it really balances is when I'm home, I'm also home for an extended period of time. Mm. You know, so it's not like I'm gone for months and then home for 2 days and then gone for months. You know, I'll be gone for a couple weeks and home for a couple weeks. And not a lot of dads are able to, like, be at home when their kids wake up, drive their kid to school, pick their kid up from school, put their kid to bed.
That is a
14 days in a row. You know, not a lot of dads can do that. So, you know, it's easy to complain about the time away from home, but I kind of feel like there's plenty of fathers out there that hate their time away from home and they hate their job.
Yeah.
And I love my job, so I'm not going to complain about the stuff that could be complained about because...
There you go.
You know, you give me enough time, I'll complain about anything. You know, so like, let's focus on the positives. And the positives is that when I'm home, I am home.
There you go.
And when I'm out, I love what I do.
And again, like you said, we're truly blessed to be able to do what we do on your end and on our end.
Absolutely.
I tell you the same thing. But hopefully you'll be able to bring your kids down. And you know, we'll get with our friends at Kaiser Realty and get you guys hooked up so y'all can just bring the whole crew down.
Yeah, there'll be a day when the kids are a little older and travel's a little less hectic. And yeah, something like this, they would just eat up. I was even thinking about my son today because in the artist lounge where you can go swimming, you can get a towel.
Yeah.
And suntan. Like sunblock,
mm-hmm,
and Tootsie Rolls,
nice,
and squirt guns.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my kid would love to see a glass bowl filled with Tootsie Rolls and a glass bowl filled with squirt guns right next to it.
You know, I think one of the funniest things is, you know, as we're sitting here talking about kids, I have a 13-year-old son, and we all know how 13-year-old kids are, a little bit dopey sometimes. But one of the coolest moments, I had a great father moment the other day, and I was talking to him, and he was telling me about all the music he was getting into. He's developing his own musical taste. And I'm like, yeah, it's not anything that I'm going to listen to because he's 13. And I told him, I was like, look, I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to look up two songs. And those two songs were Winners, you know, off your latest album, and School Bus Driver, which is just one of my all-time favorite songs. It's a great jam song.
Right on.
And the next day, he calls me up, and he's like, Dad, I don't know why he was whispering at me, but he was. He was like, you're right. They're great. Like, they're fantastic. And I'm like, yeah, your dad knows what he's talking about. And also, side note to that story is it's the first time I think a teenager has ever said, you know, to his parent, he's right. So,
yeah.
You know, that was a great moment for
kids
me to see.
Kids and music are funny. And one of my son's big jams I've turned him on to is every day when I drive him to school, he wants to hear the Guns of Brixton by The Clash.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I did good by that one.
Kids got taste.
And then it's like, let me play you another great Clash song. This is called White Man and Hammersmith Palette. And he's like, I don't like this song. Well, how about this one? This one's called London Calling. I don't like this song.
Oh, that's.
I have not found a second Clash song that kid likes, but every day we put on Guns of Brixton and rage it on the way to second grade.
Take what you can get, man. That's the epitome of good parenting, sir.
That is
now,
awesome.
Now, talking about your latest album, Wild Animals, what's next? You guys going to take a break, or are you kind of like always creating new material while you're on the road, while life is happening to you?
Well,
or do you guys kind of take a break, step away from everything, and then create?
You're asking it like an either-or question, and the answer is both. We are going to take a bit of a break, but we also are always trying to create. And it's entirely hypothetically possible that on this break, day two of the break, Dave will call us and say, like, I've got 20 songs ready to go. Let's record them.
Right.
It's also hypothetically possible on day two of that break, we're not going to hear nothing for the next 4 months. You know? Like,
right. Yeah.
I mean, it's a break. And we haven't really ever had one of those. Like, every time we have one, it's because someone's going to have a kid or someone's going to get married or some major life event is going to happen. So for one of us, it is not a break. And this is the first time, like, every single one of us is just going to have time off.
So you guys are from Duluth, Minnesota. You have to give a shout out to Duluth. And also you can keep up with Trampled by Turtles. I remember this just off the top of my head, TBT Duluth.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Minnesota, I've met a bunch of people from Minnesota, and they're so tight-knit. It's almost like the whole state's one big giant family. So what is the experience like when you're in Minnesota, Duluth, Minneapolis, wherever it is, to play in front of your home state?
There is sort of this sense of like, yeah, this is where it started.
Yeah.
And it's hard to define exactly what makes it feel different, but it does feel a little bit different. And, you know, but it actually, like, for better or for worse, it doesn't happen as often as it used to these days. So it's, you know, like we just played in both Duluth and Minneapolis a couple weeks ago. And for the first time, we played Duluth in the middle of a tour where we'd always, like, either kicked off a tour in Duluth or ended a tour in Duluth. And this was the first time, like, we played in Green Bay the night before, and we played in Sioux Falls, South Dakota the night after.
Yeah.
And we were in Duluth that night. You know, and I had to get up and, like, go home, like, and try and hang out for a little bit. And, yeah, there was a little bit of sense while we were playing that show. It was like, yeah, this is a hometown crowd. This is, like, this is not like last night. It won't be like tomorrow is going to be. It's tonight.
Now, this is the show everybody comes out of the woodwork asking for backstage passes. I've known that guy for years.
Yeah.
You got to let me in.
Yeah, I put my kids' elementary school principal on the guest list. That's a
smart move.
That's a weird.
That is
that's
smart
a weird
move.
Smart
move.
Development
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we talked about, you know, we're blessed to do this. What has the success you've had musically not allowed you to do that you still want to do?
There was a time where I spent as much time writing as I did playing music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't write anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you write?
I wrote, like, little vignettes, you know, like short stories that were short, like a typewritten page. And I used to use a typewriter. A typewritten page would be, a long one would be 6 single space pages.
Yeah.
And a short one would be 3/4 of a single space page. And it would just be like this little thing, you know, it's like this little scene and boop, that's it.
And you just enjoy getting that story out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and I used to, like, be disciplined enough to make myself write for an hour every day.
Really?
Yeah.
And now just, you know, being a busy
life is
touring
what,
musician.
Life is what it is, you know?
Happen.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to sit down. And plus my typewriter is all bent out of whack. And every time I type on my laptop, I'm like, yeah, this isn't really writing. This is data entry. And
yeah.
You know, like, I'm not in a cubicle. So
you need the clackety-clack like of the typewriter.
I think I sort of do.
I like the old-school vibe there. That's really awesome.
Well, that kind of fits y'all music, your musical sound too.
My wife came home and found me with my typewriter set up on the bed of a pickup truck, and she was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to take notes in a way that you can read." And she's like, "Why didn't you bring my laptop out?" I'm like, "I guess it never crossed my mind that you even have one."
I'm busy creating. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
in,
you, and gentlemen.
Ryan, you haven't said much, but thank you for picking and strumming, dude.
Sounds my pleasure.
Man of many words. Again, Hangout Radio backstage at Hangout Fest 2015. I know, when do you guys have to leave? Do you get to catch any of the shows the rest of the day, or, like, you guys headed to the airport right now?
Right after the solo.
Oh, hit it.
Uh-oh.
Trampled by Turtles. On Hangout Radio, powered by 92 Zoo. Stick around, we got more to come from backstage at Hangout 2015.